everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Today I have a special visitor here. Her name is Sumaya. She's my daughter. She's 9 years old. I keep on saying 10 years old in my other videos, so I'm correcting that every time she tells me, Mom, I'm not 10, I'm 9. So she's 9 years old. And she's going to be helping us with making magic bars. Very simple. This is a great recipe to get your kids into the kitchen and start having fun with them. So she washed her hands and we're going to get started. First, I'm going to just explain you exactly the way we're going to layer these bars. And that way I'm going to explain you the ingredients we're going to need. Extremely, extremely simple. So let's get started. I have here about a cup and a half of graham cracker crumbs. Now with these graham cracker crumbs, I had my other daughter take the whole graham cracker cookie, put it in a sandwich bag, and she beat the hell out of it. So I like the consistency of that graham crackers compared to the ones that you buy from the store. I think they're too powdery and too refined. So I like that. To that, we're gonna be adding a stick of butter. So one stick of butter is 4 tablespoons of butter, or it could be a fourth of a cup of tablespoons. Let's start it over. It's actually 8 tablespoons of butter, or you could use half cup of butter or a fourth of a pound of butter. So, then we have 1 cup of shredded coconut sweetened. I'm using the sweetened one. I've tried making the bars with the unsweetened ones, and I personally love the taste of the sweetened flakes in there. I have a cup of semi-chocolate chips. I like to use the tiny ones. That's all up to you. If you want to use a regular, that's completely fine. Or you could use dark chocolate chips. It's really up to you. I stay away from the just the chocolate flavored ones just because it does get a bit too sweet. To that, I'm going to add a little bit of my own twist, about a fourth a cup of the white Ghirardelli chocolate chips. I love the taste of the white chocolate chips, and it just looks really nice. And then I have a cup of pecans. For the nuts, you can really use anything you like. You can use walnuts, you can use almonds, but I'm showing you what the taste that I like, and I love pecans, so we're going to be using pecans. And then I have a can of sweetened condensed milk, which is a 14 ounce can. So we're just going to go in the exact steps that I showed you the ingredients. So first, so to that, I'm just gonna add the 1 stick of butter. I'm just gonna add that to our pan. The really nice thing about these bars is that you don't need to mix the graham cracker crust and the butter together. You just wanna melt the butter in the pan. So I've heated my oven on 325 degrees and I'm using a glass pan, 9x13. If you want to use the other pan, you can use square. You're just going to have bigger bars. The reason I put it at 325 is because we have a glass pan. If you're using regular bakeware, put it on 350 degrees. These are going to bake up for about 30 to 35 minutes. So I'm going to come back when our butter is melted, and then we're going to start layering these magic bars. So I'm going to get the butter out of our oven here, and this, you want to have an adult do this just because the glass pan gets really, really hot. So now Sumaya is going to start putting the crust or putting the graham crackers right on the butter, and this is the most wonderful thing, and that is that you don't have to mix it. You just want to sprinkle just like that. It's really, really easy. Just sprinkle it all over. And you want to make sure that you get it all into the corners and start filling it up. Yep, just like that. Okay. Okay, make sure you get the corners. And these are really, really wonderful because I think they're called magic bars just because, you know, they just transform into wonderful bars just by layering all this stuff together. You want to layer this, Sumaya, where it's everywhere, not just in one area. So see, you've got all this area open here, We've got all this butter here and no crust, so we need to make sure that we have the crust everywhere. Mm-hmm. These are great also for like bake sales, and they freeze really, really well too. So basically, I'm just gonna speed up the process here just by adding all that graham cracker crust just everywhere. Okay, just like so. Just a nice even layer. All right, so Maya, you wanna grab the coconut now? Okay, there we go. So see, I'm not mixing it, I'm just making a layer. Okay. Now, Sumaya, you wanna go ahead and put our second layer of the coconut. So you wanna sprinkle the coconut everywhere?
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Evenly, everywhere. This whole bowl is gonna go in here. So you wanna hurry up and start sprinkling. There we go. Mm-hmm. Make sure you get the corners. So people like me who eat the corner pieces get coconut in there too. Okay, why don't you grab the chocolate chips? Start with the chocolate chips. So then we're gonna add the chocolate chips on there. Okay. Yep.
Entire thing.
Mm-hmm. The whole entire thing needs to go in there. So make sure you get it evenly in the corners, on the sides, everywhere. That's okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Start with now getting the white chocolate chips. I'm just gonna get this all done. Let's get the white chocolate chips on there too. There you go. Or you can just sprinkle it just like that. Okay, you wanna start adding the pecans in there now? Here, right here. Now you wanna make sure you get the pecans everywhere.
Sprinkle it?
Mm-hmm. Just like, yep, yep. So we're just gonna, there we go. Okay, make sure you get it all in the corners too. Perfect. All right. Okay. Now, what we're gonna do is we're gonna put a layer of the condensed milk, and we're just gonna put like a thin, just pour it a little bit, just like so, and you just wanna kinda get it as close together so it coats all the filling. There we have it. All right, so now in goes these bars into, Smile, you wanna get the oven for me, please? Oven door, thank you. We're gonna put these in for about 30 to 35 minutes, depending on your oven. When we put a toothpick in, it should come out clean. So we're just gonna put it in here, just like so. Close it up, put a timer on, 35 minutes. I'm gonna see you afterwards. And Sumaya and I are gonna be tasting these for you guys. So I got my bars out of the oven, and I couldn't stop eating them when I was getting them off the plate. One thing I wanna point out, that as soon as they come out of the oven, you wanna cool them down completely and then cut them. And they're still gonna be pretty gooey and pretty soft. So you wanna leave them out for about 2-3 hours, and they're gonna dry out, and they're gonna become more bar shaped. But like, I've got one here that I wanted you to see, that you can see all the shapes, you know, all the layers that we've got of the graham cracker and the coconut and It is so good. So Sumaya and I both are gonna share this piece here and give it a try, and then you can tell them what you think, and I'll tell them what I think. Like them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't like them. I love them. They are absolutely delicious. So easy. Such an instant thing. You know, you have everything at home, expecting somebody to come home, put these in the oven, gonna be ready in no time. So you're gonna finish that or not?
Mm-hmm.
I will, I guess. Okay. So, thank you for joining me on this episode of Hannah's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great video. Thank you then, friends.